Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Hawkin' the Good. His channel is for MGTOW men looking for philosophy and purpose in today's society. The number one question guys ask me is, how do I find meaning and purpose in life? And Hawkin' has you covered with politics and current affairs, mixed in from a male perspective. Visit his YouTube channel and see for yourself. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, California approves the toilet on tap scheme to basically pump treated sewage back into people's homes. This is the state that can't even set up a passenger train system, and now it's going to set up a system to pipe poop back into your house. Gee, what could possibly go wrong? They don't have to tap it back in though, because in San Francisco, the vagrants are already putting it back on the streets. Up next, we have a woman's before and after picture of getting ready for a first date. She looks 45 before she put on her fake up. Here's yet another one. The moral of the story is you need to take women to the beach on a first date, so you can go swimming with her, so all the lies can melt right off her face. If makeup was illegal, then they'd be scrambling to get married in their early 20s. Number 3, we have Justin Bieber from 2020, looking like he's trying to convince Bieber from 2009 to get into his van. This is what happens when he gets married and lets himself go. The amount of music he put in after getting married to Haley fell off a cliff. He should have stayed single. Moving on to someone saying that females' single-sex spaces are not to be given away. No men allowed. But we all know that men-only spaces need to be outlawed, right? In Australia, they're making all boys' schools co-ed, but the same isn't happening to all girls' schools. All men's clubs have all pretty much become unisex, except perhaps the Freemasons. Most male spaces in the West have been converted to co-ed a long time ago. Moving on, it looks like 2024 is the year of the femcel, and why women are struggling to find sex and love. But are they really struggling? They say they can't find guys that love them and give them sex anymore. But they want love and sex from the top 1% of men, and if they can't get it, they won't settle for less. They want what they want from the good guys, and their standards are only going up along with their weight. Femcel is a made-up word for women to take sympathy away from single men that can't find a girlfriend and take it for themselves. Number 6, I ask you guys if a woman like this is only for recreational use. Yes, definitely a nice choice if you're looking for STDs and a self-destructive relationship. Women appear to have conditioned most guys these days to accept tattoos if they want relationships with them. In Japanese culture, if a man has tattoos, then he's usually part of the Yakuza. But in Japan, if a woman has them, then she's usually thought to be a working girl. Number 7, in Canada, it looks like they now want you to eat your pets to save the environment. The journalists that wrote this are on the government payroll. They want us to be like the Chinese or the Filipinos eating dogs and cats before we eat our dessert made of bugs, no doubt. Trudeau's Canada inches closer to this day by day. And here's what your family pet looks like on capitalism versus socialism. Sorry, Fluffy, this is to save the environment. Up next, what changed between the 1950s and today? Why were people thin and trim? Was it the low carbs and avoiding dessert? Actually, the food tasted better and had more nutrient density. And it was before the days of big agriculture. We only eat bigger portions now because in order to get the same nutrients, we have to eat 2 or 3 times the amount of food. And more food means more calories. Plus, food was way more expensive back then because it wasn't a cheap factory product. Number 9, we have the difference between a white feminist woman and a Latina woman. The white woman can't cook and doesn't respect you, but the Latina can cook and is a good housekeeper. Of course, this graphic won't tell you about the famous Latina temper of hers. Plus, she blows up like a pufferfish after having that first child. Many guys say they'd rather deal with the Latina temper than a white woman's temperament. What do you guys think? Is this just gringo idealism? Here's that same woman only after one kid. Moving on, we have a German judge that let 8 men that struggle-snuggled a girl walk free. I wonder what the background of those rapists was that she was so generous to. Apparently, though, they were all minors, and one of them even got a 2-year sentence. But I wonder what would have happened to them if they did the same thing in their own home countries. Maybe they should have been punished the same way. But then again, that would have been Islamophobic. When will this sort of virtue signaling finally end? Number 11, we have that Latina from number 9, saying that she's going to make the colonizers' kids brown, and that this one is from Mexico. Give me a break. She's just saying that because she doesn't want to look like she's a traitor to her own group. This way she gets to play both sides. What's funny is she looks more Spanish than the Aztec peoples of Mexico. There's no way her kids are going to be brown. Looks like we've got ourselves a Hispanic Meghan Merkel here. Up next is a bunch of women saying to ban white men. Yes, ban all those that'll protect you from the illegal aliens. Then no one will stop them. White men aren't signing up for the US military either anymore because of stuff like this. These women better put on a burqa and get ready for the cane. So does that mean that all the women in this picture also want to ban their fathers too? I also bet their boyfriends, current and past, are also white. Number 13 is a woman that says that men say that we're tired of hoes and want trad wives. But then when we see women changing into them, we're angered by it. This woman was a former Lonely Fools model and has now found God. What these women don't understand is that the town bicycle is not worthy of a ring. She's the same woman, she's just got a new paint job or disguise. Guys aren't fooled anymore, and women are learning that pretending to go back to traditionalism won't save them. She's not a trad wife. She's a trap wife. Moving on is a woman complaining that her chesticles won't stop growing, and then meeting Bo, her boyfriend, was a turning point because he made her feel beautiful. But she's lying, and she loves them and the attention that they bring. Otherwise, why in the world would she be wearing horizontal stripes on a mostly white shirt that both make them look bigger? Regardless, it looks like she's going to need a back massage every day. Also, they're bigger than her head. Number 15, what happened to men? Here's a picture of a guy at the age of 16 and his grandpa at the same age. Aaron Clary says it's because the government checks single moms and female teachers, and that's what happened to men. They also don't have to do physical labor today like they had to help out on the farm way back when. Men today don't face the stress and challenges of past generations, so they mature a lot slower. Up next, you'll never look at the film Pretty Woman the same way again. Richard Gere's character barters her down from $100 an hour to $21 an hour by offering her a flat $3,000 fee for 6 days. But the minimum wage of 1990s was $4 an hour, so it looks like he overpaid. But he was a high-value man and she probably would have paid him to be seen together. The movie's about a bad wealthy guy marrying street meat. This is Hollyweird in the 1990s. And today we have simps wedding up Lonely Fools models. So maybe it was prophetic. Number 17, apparently Dr. Dre, more like Dr. Simp, reportedly tore up his prenup as a gesture of love, and then his ex-wife took $100 million in cash and prizes with her. If this is true, then it's a big fail. Actually, I'm hearing that she fought the prenup and won. So this is proof that prenups aren't worth the toilet paper that they're printed on. I bet you that even with all that money, she's still not happy. Moving on, we have a healthy-looking hiker. But it makes me wonder how long she's going to last in that hot sun. If she falls, those support sticks are probably going to snap like twigs. Where she is looks like Red Rock Canyon just west of Vegas. And she's 5 feet away from the parking lot. This picture was probably taken so she can put the word active in her dating app profile. But if she was actually miles away from her car, then the coyotes would probably feast that night. Number 19, the top staff in Cornhub admit that they were inserting alphabet people content into mainstream materials to convert straight men. Remember, they don't procreate, they recruit. And they were caught doing it in a secret video recording. I contacted the Jewish rabbi owner of the website, Solomon Friedman, about this, but there was no comment back. Trust me, guys, I'm totally straight. It's all this website's fault that I'm watching alphabet content. Up next is the difference between cooperating with women versus men. You try and teach her how to make her square wheel more efficient, and she's going to accuse you of mansplaining, always stirring up drama for drama's sake. But when men cooperate, we build civilizations together and marvels of engineering. Number 21, first wave feminists wanted equality. The second wave said they didn't need men in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. In the third wave, they started appearing as males. In the fourth wave, men started presenting as females. What's going to happen in the fifth wave? Maybe they'll try and turn all men into women. Either that or hermaphrodism, no genders. I'd like to think it's going to be android women to replace all the bio bags out there. Meanwhile, Bruce Jenner's cat is looking on in anticipation to see what happens next. Moving on now that Coach Red Pill has been ended in Ukraine in the prison there, they're now conscripting people with Down syndrome for the front lines. But how do they expect to win the war when they have to drop off battalions of special people on the battlefield in those tiny yellow school buses that make the perfect targets? But are they really conscripting people? Are they people or are they males with Down syndrome? I think we all know the answer to that. On the other side, America says Russia is ending soldiers that refuse to follow orders. Number 23 is the latest. We was kings and queens fantasy claiming that Amelia Bassano wrote all of Shakespeare's plays because she was black and would not publish her work, so we did it for her. that Shakespeare was illiterate and could barely write his own name. Yeah, we was Shakespeare and stuff. They're so desperate to match the achievements of Englishmen, it seems. Up next is an absolute bad lad that had checks of him and his new wife printed, so he could write alimony checks to his ex-wife. This man is a hero, and this is next-level revenge, especially if the new wife is better looking than the old one. Too bad today they just go directly to direct deposit. But apparently he didn't learn anything from being married, and then he got married a second time, and the same thing will probably happen. Number 25 and the last one is a woman that divorced her husband after he was drowning in self-pity after discovering that he was dying from testicular cancer. She says, "I'm not a horrible person and has no regrets." I also love the irony that she's a life coach. As soon as I read that she is Russian and 15 years younger than him, I knew that this is going to end badly. "I'm sorry that you're dying of cancer, husband, but what about me?" She also appears to have left after her citizenship could no longer be revoked. Dude looks like a 3 and she looks like a 6.5. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so that new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. And that's about all. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.